Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Browns have made a move today, hiring Bill Callahan to coach the offensive line. And with that, we go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We are joined by ESPN's Damian Woody, of course, two-time Super Bowl champ. Damian, thanks for taking a couple minutes, man.
Yeah, no problem, man.
So you tweeted out a few minutes ago, that this hiring of Bill Callahan might be the best hire the Browns have made this offseason. Can you explain your work there?
Well, listen, I was fortunate enough during my 12-year career to have, in my opinion, two of the best offensive line. I played under two of the best offensive line coaches. My first 5 years was under Coach Dante Scarnecchia with the New England Patriots. And then my last 3 years with the Jets, I had Bill Callahan. And I can say right here that both of these young men were tremendous as far as my career, how they develop, how they teach, scheme. I can't speak highly enough about what Bill Callahan, how he meant to me in my career, the last 3 years of my career.
Damian, when you look at, you know, offensive line play and from a coaching standpoint, what's like the most important thing? You know, I play DB, so this would be like learning a foreign language when talking offensive line, right? So I rely on you as an expert to tell me about this. So like, what is something that you need to have to be a great offensive line and to be a great offensive line coach?
Well, listen, I always say there's a couple things you need to have. In offensive line vernacular, we talk about feet and hands. They go together. Mm-hmm. As you move your feet, your hands go as well. And, you know, it's all about coordinating and movement and knowing proper angles and all those type of things. Those are the attributes of what really good offensive line play is all about. You don't necessarily have to be the strongest. You know, it's about, you know, your hands and your feet and your leverage. And Bill Callahan is just a master technician and drilling these things down day after day after day. He's relentless in that. He will not stop. He'll continue to do it every day. And to me, that's what makes him special, is that he doesn't let off of the little things, and he's player friendly. And what I mean by that is the things that the offensive line does well, he's going to do. He's going to stick with it. The things that he feels like the guys in that unit don't do well, he's going to throw it out. He's going to put these guys in a position to be successful. And, during the 3 years I was with the Jets, in my opinion, we had the best offensive line in the league during my team with the Jets. And that speaks volumes from what Bill Callahan did with that team.
Yeah, Damian, what I love about it is that, you know, he used to be a head coach. And for Kevin Stefanski, who's never been one, I think that matters. What does it say when you can bring a guy like Bill Callahan on, who's had that prior experience, isn't one that's going to be gunning for his job or anything, just wants to share what he knows and pass it along and make the group better?
Yeah, I think you bring up a great point, because, you know, in the game of football, it's about situational. The game of football is that's what usually the games are won and lost is situationally. And the experience and the background that Bill Callahan has as, you know, as a head coach, as a play caller, assistant head coach, he's done it all. So to offer that wealth of experience to a guy who's in Kevin Stefanski, who's this, you know, this is his first go-around as being a head coach in the National Football League, that's going to be huge, that's going to be a huge addition for him and his staff.
Damian Woody joins us from ESPN NFL analyst, who obviously played for Coach Bill Callahan when he was in New York with the Jets. You know, Damian, this past year, the Browns offensive line took some steps back. I thought it was a mistake to trade away Kevin Zeitler, their right guard, who was just a tremendous player. They traded him to the New York Giants, and the line just really struggled this year. Is it just that, you know, one piece that's missing? Or, I mean, and how much can that affect an offensive unit when you lose such a good player like that? What did you see from the Browns O-line this year?
Well, I think, the offensive line is a team within a team. We're usually kind of all to ourselves, and, you know, it's a really tricky situation, because you have to get five guys playing together as one. You have to get those guys thinking alike to the point where you don't even have to make calls. You know what the guy next to you is doing. So a lot of that is building up trust, communication, reps. And that's going to be, I think that's going to be key. Obviously, you got to have talent on the offensive line. If you don't have talent, then you can only go but so far. But if you have guys that have those skills that I talk about, the feet, the hands, the willingness to do the grunt work, do the dirty work, then a coach like Bill Callahan can get the most out of you. You know, again, I've been with, you know, I've been with the Dante Scarnecchias, the Bill Callahan. Mm-hmm. You know, we didn't necessarily have the units that we had. We didn't necessarily have the top, the best talent in the league, but I feel like we were the most well-coached units in the league, and we could go against any unit, defensive unit in the National Football League and get the job done. And I think that's what Bill Callahan's going to bring to the table.
Now, Damian, I watched the championship games yesterday, as I'm sure you did as well, and I'm watching the 49ers game, and I'm thinking to myself, all right, Jimmy Garoppolo is not throwing the ball a ton, but they're using three different backs. You know, most are dominated, but this is kind of the way they've been doing it in the postseason. But Jimmy Garoppolo put up good numbers, threw 4,000 yards this year. He wasn't taking a back seat. He wasn't a game-managing quarterback. He was putting up good numbers, but push come to shove, they had him just kind of sit down and say, okay, we're going to do this through the running game. Is that because Kyle Shanahan is so good schematically at calling some of these plays, or is that something that the Browns could copy and paste with Baker Mayfield for this year?
Oh, they could absolutely do it, because you got a couple things going on that's really good for the Browns. Number one, you have two really good backs, Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt in the backfield. You have wide receivers and you have good skill on the outside as well. So, you know, with all that skill that you have on the roster, guess what? You can't overload the box. You know, you have to pick your poison about how you want to go about trying to defend this Browns offense. So now you bring in a Bill Callahan, a master at teaching technique, developing guys, getting guys to playing together as one, developing, putting together a run game that's going to complement what Kevin Stefanski wants to do. And when you have that going on, man, I can't even imagine what Nick Chubb will be able to do next year, because he had a fantastic year this year. So, listen, I think Brown fans should be ecstatic that they got Bill Callahan on the staff, and he's going to whip this offensive line into a unit that I think the dog pounds will be happy about.
Glad to be joined by Damian Woody from ESPN NFL analyst. Damian, you know, the Browns, you mentioned it, they hired Kevin Stefanski. He's a very young guy. He's younger than us, 37 years old, and he's first-time head coach from Minnesota. Spent all 13 years with the Vikings. Do you like the hire? Do you know much about it?
I don't know too much about Kevin Stefanski. Yeah. I just know that, you know, the one thing that when I was talking about this Cleveland Browns job, I did mention that he's an Ivy League guy. Obviously, Paul mm-hmm. D. Podesta is an Ivy League guy, so I kind of made the connection there. And, you know, obviously, when they fired John DeFilippo in Minnesota, that Mike Zimmer wanted to run the ball more, which proved to be the right move considering, you know, how that team is built. And Dalvin Cook is a special back. And, you know, I think if he brings, you know, some of those principles down to Cleveland and really features offense around those dynamic backs, this Cleveland Browns offense has a chance to really take off. So again, I think Kevin Stefanski's got, you know, some guys on the offensive staff that through experience will help him out and guide him in the right direction as a young head coach.
Damian, last thing for me, and appreciate you joining us on short notice with the news of Callahan getting hired. So appreciate that. Odell Beckham was acted a fool at the national championship game. He's had so much drama off the field, man. When's enough enough, and what'd you think about all that?
Well, listen, I expressed on TV, I feel like, he brought attention to himself unnecessarily mm-hmm. instead yeah. of making it about the LSU Tigers on the field. He made it more about himself, you know, off the field, and that's unfortunate. But I also felt like at the same time that the security officer went a little bit too far, you know, in that moment. So it just seems like hopefully cooler heads prevail. It seems like it's going that way, and hopefully Odell Beckham can learn from it, put this behind him, and understand that, you know, everything you do, people are going to watch. Let's focus on winning football games and doing things on the field than making noise off the field.
Damien, you know I got to ask. You won two titles with the Patriots. You've been around Tom Brady. Any idea, any inkling of what number 12 is thinking?
God, I would. If I knew, I would tell you. Who knows? But I know one thing. You know, after 20 years with New England Patriots and him finally, you know, tasting free agency for the first time, he's earned the right to do that. And I'm sure whatever Tom Brady and this is not going to just be a Tom Brady thing. This is going to be a family decision with Giselle and everyone. They deserve the right to go wherever they feel like it's best for him and his family.
Damien, thank you so much. We appreciate you giving us a couple minutes on short notice. Enjoy the rest of your day, man.
All right, you too now.
Thank you so much. It's ESPN's Damien Woody on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.